You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Complex and fragmented. That's how a new report from the National Mental Health Commission describes Australia's mental health system. It says with a rising number of people accessing clinical mental health services, more coordination across governments in mental health policy is needed. Lucy Brogdon, chair of the National Mental Health Commission Advisory Board, says take-up of the National Disability Insurance Scheme for some participants is one problem area.
The original estimate for people moving into the NDIS scheme with psychosocial disability was around 64,000, and to date we've only seen about 25,000 transfer over. So we've got some questions to look at there in terms of pathways into the scheme.
But for those experiencing the system, the report suggests participants are not getting the support they need. The Commission says this is leading to a decline in mental health for some people, more people turning to clinical services, and rising presentations at emergency departments. Ms Brogdon says hospital emergency areas are not ideal places for people in crisis to get help.
Increasingly, people are presenting to emergency departments, so there is a lot of work going into the communities to provide alternatives to ED, particularly for people in crisis, safe places, safe havens.
People with Disability Australia's Jeff Smith says the findings are concerning.
It's not news to us. It's something that we are seeing and that we are disappointed that it is yet another report that too many people with disability are missing out on the essential supports that they need to go about their lives.
The report recommends the federal government work with states and territories to ensure those who are ineligible for the NDIS have access to adequate psychosocial support. The National Disability Insurance Agency, which provides the NDIS, says the scheme is continuing to grow and people with a psychosocial disability are benefiting. In a statement, the agency says it acknowledges the need for what it calls innovative and specialised support. Jeff Smith says other changes could also be made.
There's a few things that we would say that are needed. Need to lift the staffing cap at the NDIA so that there are enough people employed in getting people with disability access to the NDS, and importantly, access to the NDS now rather than as a result of delays. And in particular, as this report shows, people with psychosocial disability need to have more supports, including the continuation of their existing services until all this gets sorted out.
Suicide prevention is another crucial part of the report, which recommends the federal government support a culturally appropriate version of the Australian National Survey of Mental Health and Wellbeing to collect data about the prevalence of mental illness in Indigenous communities. In part, that's because the suicide rate of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community is more than twice that of non-Indigenous Australians. In a statement, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the government is committed to a mental health system that supports the person. Mr Hunt says the government has been working on an integrated mental health system with other states and territories since its August announcement last year. The federal government says its changes will focus on acute treatment, recovery, early diagnosis and prevention. If you or anyone you know needs help, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.